Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, under the little old quarterback from Pasadena. Let's bring him in. Look at VA. We got him. We got him.
Yeah, man, you know, I was watching a couple of your shows last night. I was like, man, Rod has his desk set up. I don't have a desk yet, but, you know, we had all his stuff on there. You know, I got, just got a little setup, man. That's all we got.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show, everybody. Rod here, Mike Abu-Meshrick there. It's episode number 290 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. We just exhaled. We just got off the national television broadcast with Game Plus, which I think shook a few trees out there, talking about this MLSE-CFL thing. I think people are now starting to talk about it. There's a lot of people that are not talking about it because they fear for their jobs. Here's one thing, Abu, that you would know because you were in the CFL a long time. It's a small league. 9 teams. The head office is the 10th team. It's a small league. We all talk. Even people that used to be in the league, we still talk. It's hard to keep secrets in this league.
Dave Ritchie used to say, Americans go north and south and Canadians go east and west. Meaning you play for one team, then the other team, then the other team, then the other team, then the other team.
Dave Ritchie said that?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Coming up in hour two of the program today, Al Stafford, longtime buddy of mine. He's the public address announcer for the Oilers, but also the Eskimos, but he is in the bubble. So if you're watching NHL games from Edmonton, you're hearing his voice announce the games. He was the guy I know for a fact at the Jets-Flames game yesterday. It'd be cool to talk to him. Andy McNamara is going to be with us. This guy's a jack of all trades. He's Canada's foremost expert on the Cleveland Browns. He's been the voice of the Toronto Rock NLL and the Hamilton Tiger Cats, TSN 1050 Toronto. Andy's got it going on. He'll be with us. But let's just re-up on the quick six show topics, if you don't mind, Jordan. Let's do it. Number one, Tuesday's NHL games. Here are your winners. Nashville, Calgary, Vancouver, the Islanders, Toronto, and Carolina. I watched the Leafs game. They look good. I watched the Jets game. They did not. And as I said an hour ago, the Jets were like me in high school. Can't score.
Oh.
And they need to get it figured out.
I thought you were going
to
say fake girlfriend that lives in Saskatoon.
No, that was college. Wednesday's NHL games. Nashville, Arizona. Edmonton, Chicago. Colorado, Dallas. Islanders, Panthers, which I think they're playing already. Pittsburgh, Montreal, and then Tampa Bay, Boston. Gary Lawless, point three. Gary Lawless, there's Ricky the Iguana. Say hi, everybody. Our mascot peeking out. Gary Lawless from the Golden Knights saying, can we do more of this in the future? He loves the tournament aspect and all the rest. Debate it, Will. Point four, Blue Jays thumped in Atlanta 10-1 last night. Matt Shoemaker abused by the Braves. Game two tonight, 7:10 Eastern. Point five, Raptors take on Orlando tonight. Can anybody figure out what they're doing down there? Have you figured out what they're doing down there? They haven't gone right to playoffs, but they've only got 22 teams finishing the regular season.
And I like different things, but what I like about what the NBA is doing is that they are putting more importance to the regular season and the seeding going into the playoffs. The teams that weren't going to make the playoffs, all of the players would have opted out. What, I'm going to go and play six games and then leave my family for 2 months to play six games? No. So, I mean, I get it. In a perfect world, everyone would be involved. But I just see they're doing the best that they can, and they're putting more value on the seeding of the regular seasons.
And so you're following it closely. Am I right?
It's a bit harder to follow because it's not... I love the best of fives. I think they should do that for every first-round season. I think... Is what I don't like about hockey is that they put too many teams in. They put too many games. It's too easy to make it. The regular season doesn't mean as much. That's what I love about soccer. At the end of the regular season, whoever has the most points wins. That's it. There's no playoffs.
That's interesting.
It puts more value on every game. Every game of the season, not early on or later on.
One second. And lastly, point six, Sportsnet's NHL broadcast. Do you like him? Do you not? I don't see any difference. I'm sorry, but that's me raised in the game of hockey. I don't see any difference. That's just me. Don't get mad. Dave Naylor putting on Twitter moments ago, the CFL Board of Governors meets Thursday afternoon. won't use the word deadline, but it's possible a decision on the season could come, or possible they will continue to wait. I'm led to believe talks with government are ongoing this week. We'll debate that later. Al Stafford can talk about all these things. You said we got him, Clark? Awesome. Because he's the voice, PA voice of the Eskimos too, but also the Edmonton Bubble. And there he is, Al. Al, looks like you're at work today, my friend. How are you? Are you at home?
Well, I hate to burst the bubble, actually, but I'm not in the bubble. I get to come and go pretty much as I please, and I'm only working two games today. Former public address announcer Mark Lewis is actually doing a little substitution work, so he's working the early game today, and then I'm doing the late afternoon and the evening game. So, and just another correction, I actually retired from the CFL.
Oh, well, I've been around for a while in the CFL.
Yeah, no, I know.
Hey, so did I. So did I, Al.
Yeah.
Anyways,
2018 was my last season in the Canadian Football League. So
that makes two of us. Guess that's why I didn't see you around the booth in 2019. I wasn't there either. Look,
there
Al, the most obvious question is, what's it like announcing Oilers games in an empty Rogers Place? What is it like? Tell me.
It was very strange at first, because, as you know, when you go to a live sporting event, there's nothing like the energy in the building that comes from a live crowd. And not having that was a little weird off the top, just looking around. And even, you know, as you go up to the booth and you're doing your game prep, and as they let the crowd into the building, you know, at that point you can start to feel the buzz and the electricity and stuff like that. And there's none of that. So in a lot of ways, it's kind of like an exhibition game almost at that point, where, you know, hardly anybody's there. But they have tried to do, you know, a number of things in order to, I guess, enhance the experience for the players and what have you, and they're pumping crowd noise in and that sort of thing. So it's starting to feel a little bit more normal now. I guess the oddest thing for me is probably trying to voice home and visitors' goals with equal amounts of enthusiasm.
Well, right. So it's been a major change then. I mean, last night I'm watching the national anthem. You were there. You did the Flames-Jets game, right? They had True North
in the
national anthem, and they're playing the Jets music. But I think they also played the Flames train when they scored. So your job isn't just the same. Obviously, you're doing a lot of high-stepping, it would seem, there from what you would normally do.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, and in a lot of ways it's more stripped down. I mean, the idea here from the National Hockey League is to make this a made-for-TV event, because clearly without people in the building, that's all they really can do at this point. And I think they've done a real good job with it. You know, visually, I think they've tried to make it more interesting. They've tried to make the game experience as close to authentic as they possibly can under the circumstances. And I think they've done a real good job with it from that standpoint. For me, there's actually a lot less work to do because there are no sponsorship announcements. All I'm announcing is goals, assists, penalties, last minute of play. I'm doing the occasional anthem introduction. As you pointed out, the teams from around the Western Conference provided a number of video and audio files to our game presentation staff so that they can kind of offer local enhancements, if you will, as a part of the game too, in terms of any extra audio that they do around goals or that kind of thing, anthem singers that they've used from various different places and stuff, to try to make it feel more like a home game for those teams that are designated as the home team for that game.
I gotta say, you know, I've been saying on the show for a few weeks, Al, that I don't understand who to follow for news anymore, or how to conduct myself other than just follow the guidelines that we've got from our own government. For instance, you have in-and-out privileges, and we had Gene Principe on last week. He's got in-and-out privileges, and yet Jake Muzzin doesn't. He leaves on a stretcher and goes to the hospital in Toronto. He's out of the hospital this morning, but now he's got a quarantine. So it seems a little confusing to me. It's obviously very laid out for you, but it's close. It's clear to me the NHL isn't fooling around with who gets in and who doesn't.
No, there's no question about that. They're very stringent in terms of their guidelines and what have you. I think they're expecting us to govern ourselves accordingly and, you know, follow all of the necessary rules and stuff like that, that we would in our own lives anyway, in order to protect ourselves and to protect our families and that sort of thing. So from that standpoint, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, I'm not leaving the game and then going to the bar and having a couple of beers with my buddies afterwards or that kind of thing. You know, at the end of the day, I'm going home. And, you know, I get up in the morning and I putter around the house or whatever until it's time to go to the rink. And then I'm in the rink all day. There's a guideline that everybody has to wear masks inside Rogers Place at all times. And so, you know, we're all doing that. I'm getting tested daily from the health staff there on site as well, too. So they're really keeping a close eye to make sure that that bubble remains intact as best they can. And you do have to understand, too, I'm working on level 8 up in Rogers Place, and that level has been designated just for game ops and for NHL personnel. They've actually moved the media down to level 7, so we're not even mixing with the media. So I've got very little access to the players or the officials or that kind of thing. And even if I do happen to cross paths with some in the testing area or something like that, we're all masked up and there's hand sanitizer everywhere.
Well, to me, fascinating, because the way we're used to operating, Al, I would always come down to your booth at Commonwealth and we'd visit for a while. I love that. But now you probably would never see a Chris Cuthbert in this scenario, right?
That's right. I haven't seen Chris in the building. I haven't seen Louis DeBrusque. Well, I saw Louis DeBrusque in the elevator once coming out one night. And of course, we were both masked up and, you know, we said hello and that kind of thing. And that's the other weird thing, actually, is I've given a whole new thought to facial recognition. And I don't know if other people have experienced this as well, but I'm encountering staff that I normally encounter in Rogers Place on a game day. And I have to take a second look to make sure that that's the person I think it is, because all you can see is their eyes. You can't see the rest of the face.
Right. Well, in some cases, that would be a good thing. But hey, I got to ask you about Mark Lewis. This is a guy that grew up as an Oilers fan. Golden Knights are my number one team now, but Oilers are number two. The Oilers go. We discussed this at length in hour one. He's a god in Edmonton, is he not, Mark Lewis?
He sure. Oh, yeah. No, there's no question. Mark is revered in this market, and for good reason. I mean, he did that job for well over 30 years. He called all 5 Stanley Cups that the Oilers won, you know, going back to the 1980s and into 1990 as well. And so fans, generations of fans have grown up with an attachment to that voice. There's no question. And I've been watching on social media the past few days, too. And there are a lot of people delighted to hear his voice in the building again.
Yeah, I am too. Hey, I know you said you got one game today. Is that it? Is it the Oilers game?
No, I'm doing 2 today. I'm doing the 4:30 game and the 8:30 game. Yeah, the Oilers are playing today, right?
Yeah,
it's Wednesday, right?
What day is it?
Yeah, they're starting to run together. I've done 8 in the last 3 days.
That's the Al I know and miss. That's funny. Well, lastly, then, on the Eskimos name change, if you don't mind, if you're not working with the team anymore, then I guess you can talk about it, because there's a gag order on the club with personnel talking about it. Where do you stand?
You know, as an outsider, and I'm not really, I was never really attached to what the Eskimos were doing in terms of investigation. I was a game day employee, so I didn't have a lot of access to those internal discussions and stuff. And I know there have been questions about how vigorous the Eskimos were in terms of who they reached out to before they ultimately made the decision before that they weren't going to change the name. And now that they actually, in fact, have made the decision that they are going to change the name. You know, from my standpoint, it seems to me that there's a significant segment of the population that was offended by the use of the term Eskimos. And from that standpoint, you know, what we've seen in Washington and what have you, I think it was probably time to, you know, to seriously address it and maybe move forward with something that was less hurtful to that segment of the Indigenous population in Canada. But the other thing that I find intriguing, there aren't a lot of people talking about this, or maybe I'm just not listening to the right shows, but, you know, from this standpoint, yes, you do want to make sure that your name sits well in the community. But if you do go ahead and make the change, isn't that a glorious opportunity for merchandising dollars?
Well, that's what they're saying. Yeah, that all the Eskimo stuff sold out for sure. But I also know the price tag that's coming with changing. It's mitigating. Hey, Producer Clark wants to know, as a guy who's worked in sports a long time, what is there one name that you enjoyed saying more than others that just comes to mind?
Gosh, you know,
I should have prepped you for this.
Really given
I know.
That a lot of thought before. I mean, there's some fun ones. I spend more time actually worrying about the ones that I hope don't come up too often in a game. And there was more of that in the CFL, I think, than there has been in the National Hockey League. But some of those European names get to be a little tricky after a while. So, but I'm not sure I could pin it down to just one that I really love to say.
I know. Well, the chats, you'd come into my booth and you'd go, what about this name? And I'm like, don't worry, you're never going to see him. You know, and you're like, okay, good. And I think most times you wouldn't. Well, Mike Abou-Meshrick would be one. He's been sitting here enjoying it. PA announcers crazy across the CFL for years.
No letter, a consonant, vowel. Consonant, vowel. Consonant,
strict
vowel.
Grammatical rules.
Sound it out, buddy.
All right, Al, listen, we're watching very closely. Thanks for the visit, man. It has been years overdue. I appreciate the visit and stay safe out there.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Rod. And Mike, hello to you as well, too. And hello to all of your viewers and stuff like that. I really enjoyed this. Let's do it again sometime.
Yep, would love to. Thanks, Al. Al Stafford, PA announcer in Edmonton, formerly of the Eskimos. I thought he still was, but has been now for some time with the Edmonton Oilers. Just on a CFL note before we break and come back and talk a little more about it. So Naylor... Everybody is ignoring the MLSE story, and I totally get it, because they're so powerful, and everybody's afraid. It's very similar to all the media ignoring the Austin Matthews story when Steve Simmons broke that. Think about that for a second, okay? Just because they're ignoring it doesn't mean that it's wrong. But Naylor's on this story about a potential deadline, and the Board of Governors meeting on Thursday, and they've asked for $30 million from the federal government, and that money's all going to go to the Winnipeg Bubble. What do you know? Who are you talking to? What do you think about the Winnipeg bubble?
I thought we wrote this off about 10 days ago. I don't know how they make it work. I don't know how they make it work like that. It's the CFL, right? Like, the numbers don't make sense in the best of times. And now they're making up a whole bunch of other numbers to make it work. Numbers isn't going to make this work. It's them wanting to do it at a cost of whatever it costs. That's what's going to make this happen. So if they're talking about numbers, it's not going to happen.
Agreed. Couldn't agree more. We're going to pause, come back with a sports update. Andy McNamara going to join us, veteran sportscaster, voice of the Toronto Rock, Hamilton Tiger Cats, Canada's foremost expert on the NFL. I want your take on the NFL too, fantasy football, Abou, so stick around. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Hey, we got some questions we're going to get to from the viewers in a moment, but first a sports update. The Ontario Hockey League is following some of its professional counterparts by delaying the start of the 2020-21 season during the COVID-19 pandemic. The OHL says it hopes to begin its season on December 1st. The NHL has tentatively scheduled to start its campaign in December, while the American Hockey League and ECHL both have said they hope to begin play December the 4th. No word from the Dub, but I'm sure it's imminent. The Maple Leafs say defenseman Jake Muzzin has been discharged from hospital and is back at the team's hotel, but will not return to the lineup during Toronto's playoff qualification series with the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Maple Leafs said in a statement that Muzzin will remain in quarantine within the hotel and look to rejoin his teammates upon recovery. The New York Rangers are the first team to be sent home from the NHL bubble. Last night, the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Rangers 4-1 in the Toronto Hub to sweep their series in 3. James Reimer, a huge part of the win, finishing with 37 saves. The Canadiens will need more than just goalie Carey Price to show up tonight at Scotiabank Arena for Game 3 of their best-of-five set with the Penguins. Pittsburgh held Montreal's offense in check to win Game 2 by a 3-1 score. The series is tied 1-1. Meanwhile, the Islanders can sweep their series against the Panthers with a Game 3 win today against Florida. Connor McDavid and the Oilers will go for back-to-back wins against the Blackhawks tonight at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Series is 1-1. Toronto's Hyun-Jin Yu is expected to get the start as the Blue Jays and Braves resume their 3-game set in Atlanta tonight. The Braves won 10-1 last night. The Raptors will try and make it 3 straight wins at Walt Disney World tonight when they face the Orlando Magic in one of 6 NBA games. And the Philadelphia Union are set to meet the Portland Timbers tonight in the semifinals of the MLS Is Back tournament in Florida. The other semifinal between Orlando City and Minnesota United also goes tonight at ESPN's Wide World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World. His sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon, where it is Wendell Wednesday. The Wendell Burger is on special today.
It's funny, you just talked about MLS, and I was so into that MLS Is Back tournament early on, and then hockey came back and basketball came back, and now there's camping to do, and now Champions League's coming back, and soccer's there, and there's I just lost focus on it. Well, and then that's why I'm worried about the CFL, because when CFL comes back, there's all this else going on and NFL. So again, is there really a spot for CFL there to make money?
Well, look, by the way, I was going to ask you about that because we had our soccer insider on yesterday, Simon Fudge from Vancouver, and I said that with all the other sports coming back, MLS just went right off the radar, not to mention all the Canadian teams got knocked out. But you're big enough of a soccer fan that you were watching it and enjoying it, but now, because we have a question from Alan, the intern, says, any prediction for the Champions League, which begins this weekend? I have no idea. It is all another language to me, all Greek to me, because I know I won't offend the Greeks. I married one. Do you have a Champions League?
Well, yeah, Manchester City is my team. That's why I wear their jerseys in here just about every time. But today I'm wearing the Made in Lebanon t-shirt.
As a support, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, Man City is my team. They're up 2-0 against Real Madrid. They play on Friday. Juventus plays as well. And so then they'll go into the semifinals that will be played next Friday and Saturday. And that's the biggest sports tournament. Next to the World Cup, this is the biggest world tournament. Annual, that's what I'm looking for. Annual sports tournament in the world. People say it's the Super Bowl, but that's only one country.
Do you feel like we're the oddballs, or do you feel like you're the oddball?
It doesn't matter what I feel. I'm a numbers guy. There's 7 billion people in the world. If 6.5 billion of them are focused on this Champions League,
numbers. There's something to
There's something to it, man. There's something
well,
to
I can,
it. You, I don't have to like everything either.
You and I can at least have this conversation because you come to Pat's games and you enjoy them, and mostly you were bringing your son. I don't know if you were bringing your daughter to the games, but you got into what I liked.
Keep
so
my daughter away.
Smart. He's keeping his daughter away from the junior hockey players is what he's saying. He's very smart. But I just, I've tried this. It's not about, you notice I've been getting into racing. Because yeah, I can zoom. Ah, it keeps my mind occupied. Soccer does not do that for me.
See, I don't think I could sit there and watch a car go around and around and around and around a circle. At the same time, I don't think I could watch 90 minutes of a soccer game. I don't think I could watch 4 hours of a football game like this. When I'm watching sports, I'm doing something else.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know? I'm not sitting there staring at it. So
I am, though. That's the difference between us. By the way, John in Edmonton writes in. He says, I just noticed Rod isn't wearing a sports team shirt or a hoodie or polo. What's up? I thought I'd change it up today, John in Edmonton. Thanks for noticing, by the way. You guys let me know when we got Andy or the two of us can continue to rap
all
day.
Look at all these people with their soccer comments. Huh?
Yeah, I know. I'm ignoring them with the soccer comments. College football.
But Leroy Sané was a great player. Went to Bayern. He's going to be playing with Davies.
The question from Gregory Lee, who's the brother of Alan the intern, says, what's your opinion on Leroy Sané leaving Man City? Come on. Don't do this. Can you two text each other off the air?
It doesn't matter what you think.
Well, and Alan, the intern, wants to know my thoughts on University of Connecticut football shutting down their program. It was announced just this morning or last night. The UConn Huskies. Maurice Lloyd played there. But their conference is playing.
Their basketball school, too.
You're saying it's not that important?
If it was basketball, that'd be huge.
So the UConn basketball team is still playing, but the football's not. Or is the basketball? Have you noticed how college sports, there's football over here and really everybody over here, except for March, when basketball becomes a thing.
It's a tournament. I love you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying football operates on its own schedule, its own planet compared to other college sports.
Well, compared to the world revolves around football, not the other way around.
Now that's what pays the bills.
Yeah.
We'll get back to the viewer comments in a moment because we are going to Andy McNamara now. And I don't know how to properly introduce you, Andy. I said voice of the Toronto Rock, Hamilton Tiger Cats, TSN 1050, Canada's foremost expert on the Cleveland Browns. How do you?
Yeah.
I should have gone to your Twitter bio. What does it say?
There's not enough characters there, Rod. Yeah. So that's all the good stuff. And also currently the national fantasy sports analyst for Sportsnet and host across the Sportsnet radio network. So they're very busy and writing and all that too. So lots going on, man. How are you?
Bravo, by the way. Good for you. That's a cool job. So listen, Mr. Fantasy's with me here, Mike Abumetric. You two can have a fantasy chat here. Yeah, there you go. Another CFL alum. But listen, Andy, let's start here. I said this at the opening of the show. With MLB going, NHL, NBA, they're all going. That tells me the NFL will go because they're more powerful than those other leagues, I think, all combined. I think they're going.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I hope so. Rod, I hope so. I'm crossing everything on my body that can be crossed, and I'm hoping that happens because when it comes to the fantasy world, when it comes to the betting world, we know everything begins and ends with the National Football League. So I hope, since they're not doing a bubble-type format like the NBA or NHL, that they're at least learning from MLB. Because I hope it's not like the cocky NFL, like, hey, you know what, we know better than everybody. I hope that's not it. Take the lessons that you can learn from the MLB and try to improve on it, because the NFL just has to go. Looks like things are going okay. Some players, they have till what, Thursday to opt out, and they have a COVID list and all that, and they're being tested every day. So hopefully, if any team is going to be able to do it, or any league, it's going to be the NFL, Rod. You're right. They're too powerful.
So I got a lot of team-specific questions I'll get to, but Abu's sitting here shaking his head. So what?
Well, what can they learn about it? You talk about, there's a lot of ways to kind of start this question. You talk about fantasy. So I think there's so much money in the NFL that they can have their own fantasy league. And I was listening to an NFL player, I can't think of his mind right now, and he said the only way that he would play is if they put all of the players and their families in a community with shopping and hotels and everything that they could do and put them all in a bubble and guarantee their safety. And I'm like, okay, what's the problem then? And then you do that at the Royal York in Toronto, and then the Toronto team gets on a bus that's been cleaned and drives to their personal jet, gets on a personal jet, gets a... Am I the smartest person in the room, or do you think this has been kicked around the NFL offices before? I know I got great hair.
I would... Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would have to think that the NFL and the medical, like the doctors, the access to everything they have is as good as anywhere in the world. So I'd have to think they're going through every single type of angle. And they're saying, you know, you look at the different locker rooms, even right now going into camp, and weight rooms have been turned into locker rooms, and people are wearing masks when they're practicing. My concern is this. Okay, if you're testing everybody and everybody's good going into the game, I guess you're fine. But this is such a contact sport. Like, linemen are lined up, what, that far away from each other? You're breathing on each other. You're falling on each other. You're tackling. So that's the concern to me. I wish and I hope that there is some sort of bubble format you can do. I think the problem might be is because you only play the one time a week. Is there enough practice facilities, options, room, space? Where does it go? What city does it go? And how many members of the family can you have in? There's so many issues there that's going to be the problem. I think it's going to be something where players can go home. The player might be safe, but it's the endless stream of, all right, well, so-and-so's wife or so-and-so's kid played with somebody else, went somewhere else, and it's just endless. The possibilities of things that can go wrong are endless.
Okay, so let's go to the fun stuff, because they're not going to call you to ask your permission. So let's assume that they play. Yeah, I want the Patriots to burn to the ground. And they already got TB12 gone. All their top defense, well, not all, but a lot of their top defensive players are opting out. What are the chances of the Patriots, A, not winning the division, and B, finishing last in the division, which would be my, that would be my dream.
Whew, that would be something. I don't think they're going to finish last. I think the New York
in a second. Jets, yeah, they're the Jets.
Adam Gase and the Jets are working really hard to finish last. But the most players that have opted out, you have Cam Newton coming in, right? Interesting to me, all the players opting out. And there's a variety of reasons, of course, right? Like legit health reasons, etc. But what's interesting to me is if it was Jarrett Stidham starting, if I'm a Patriot player, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to just wait to see how this thing plays out. You got Cam Newton, who if we're talking fantasy for a sec, I'm fading on simply because beat up, dude. Like, you cannot tell me if you're Cam Newton, you're going to be run around the same way you were in the past. If you do, he's not getting out of October healthy. He's not. Like, his body is way too banged up. There's way too many miles on it. So if it's me, I think the Bills win the division, and the Patriots, I think they probably finish second, and probably, even with the opt-outs, Uncle Bill Belichick is going to find a way to at least contend for a wild card spot. But I don't think they'll win the division.
All right. Well, I'll take them not winning the division. I'll take them going on the road in the playoffs. Yeah, which would be a change for them, even though they did last year. Your Browns. There's a lot of people in this part of the world that are following them closely because Chris Jones is still there. Very talented roster. Yep. I think we all would agree that just can't seem to get it together. Will this be the year that they do?
Oh, God. Rod, I've been hoping that since 1999, that this would be the year. And actually, you know what? There is a strong Browns fan contingent in the province of Saskatchewan. I think it was last year. We were on a plane ride down to Cleveland, and connecting, we ran into a bunch of guys. I can't remember if they're from Saskatoon or Regina. I don't remember. But they were a group of five or six guys going down, and they're Browns fans. So there is a strong Browns contingent there in the province. Everything's on the table for the Browns to be successful. The question is, in this season where new head coach, again, Kevin Stefanski, he just was able to meet all his team for the first time this week. The first time. All the virtual training. The talent is there. The buy-in is there. The system for Baker Mayfield to have a revamp and everyone dumping on Baker, right? Look at the system, people. What did he do with Kirk Cousins? It is a play-action-based system that benefits the quarterback, relying on the strong run. Well, hey, you got Nick Chubb, you got Kareem Hunt, you got a great offensive line, you brought in Austin Hooper, David Njoku settled down, he's going to stick around. So you got two tight ends, two running backs, oh yeah, a dude named Odell, and Jarvis Landry. So everything is there for Baker to succeed. Worked on that was a bit of a jumble. I think we're going to see his completion percentage jump 10 points. I think we're going to see it jump to high 60s from the high 50s it was last year. And we're going to see a Baker Mayfield much closer his rookie season because now he's been humbled. Last year, the Browns were the big sexy dog, right? They were the team. They were the flash. No expectations now. So I think that they do come in and that this is the year if, you know, they can stay healthy and things progress. I think this is the year they can sneak into a wild card spot, especially because you got that extra playoff position now.
No, it's interesting. Well, very good point there. Donald Mitchell, one of our regular viewers, he's watching from the Middle East. He says the Browns are snake bitten. They need to get some continuity in the coaching and management staff. Yeah. And he's right, but I don't have faith that they're going to get it together because it all starts at the top and the owners are just, they're just abysmal.
They're the Browns.
They're the Browns. And another one,
that's,
frankly,
that's
is
a conversation that has to change.
Yeah, and as I got to say this about the Houston Texans. I mean, we were just there last year. Our boy Corey Mark is here, one of our viewers. He's watching from the couch today. You look up at Energy Stadium, and it's banner, 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 winning that division. But it's a bad division. Bill O'Brien has chased DeAndre Hopkins out of town, but they haven't won anything.
You can do. You can only win what you play.
I'm talking and, playoff success.
And if you want, you know what? Baker Mayfield and the Browns fooled me a couple years ago. This is the year. This is the year. And just what you said, you want people to stop saying, yeah, but they're the Browns? Make me stop saying it. Stop being the Browns.
Yeah, you got to win.
Yeah, you know, you want me to stop dancing in the end zone? Don't let me score.
Yeah, that's it. That's
but
it,
you're saying, but you're saying the Texans should be proud of what they've done under Bill O'Brien?
They won. You know, you can't not, I'm not saying celebrating participation trophies, but if you win a division, you win the division. Put the flag, celebrate, champagne, all of that.
Andy, where are you on that discussion?
Well, I agree in the sense that, hey, you can't pick your division. You win it. You do what you can. But now, this is the year. Deshaun Watson is going to be lined up after this season for a mega payday. Maybe not $500 million money like Pat Mahomes, but mega dollars. So what concerns me with that team, with Bill O'Brien, okay, and it's come out DeAndre Hopkins wasn't meshing with the team. Okay, that's fine. So you get David Johnson, who, by the way, as a sneaky fantasy player, is an RB2. Remember, David Johnson 2-3 years ago was going top four in fantasy. So I think as a PPR RB2 in fantasy leagues, David Johnson, you can book it. But the wide receiver group, Will Fuller, Mr. Hamstring, good Lord. And don't just look at the stats, people. Here's what people run into mistakes with. You look at the number. Oh, well, look at the game log. He had two games that he just exploded for. And the rest, he did nothing. He's always on the injury chart. You got Brandon Cooks, who had concussion issues and keeps getting dealt around. Who's he throwing the ball to? Darren Fells at tight end? That's the concern for me. How do they get – you have a dynamic quarterback, one of the best in the league. How are you helping him out? That's the concern to me, to get rid of a Hopkins instead of somehow working together. You get rid of a weapon like that, now you're relying a lot on the running back and maybe a little too much on the legs of Deshaun Watson.
Andy, we're out of time, but I feel like we've barely started talking, so let's do it again. The NFL season's right around the corner, and where can people follow you on social media and so forth, kind of give you a bump with what you're doing?
I want to show you this, too. Baker Mayfield, baby. Come on. Look at that. That's a piece of the football. Rookie
dog
touchdown
pound
record.
Gotcha.
Dog
gotcha.
Anyway, I thought I'd show you. At AndyMC81 on Twitter, at AndyMCSports on Instagram. You got the Fantasy Minute, daily videos, fantasy stuff all over. Got a fantasy baseball waiver wire article up now, and we're going division by division fantasy football previews up on Sportsnet.ca.
Oh, good for you. I love it. I love hearing it. All right, Andy, thanks for the time. Stay safe, my friend.
All right, you too. Talk to you guys.
Andy McNamara, fantasy expert from Sportsnet, joining. Look, Abu gives him at a pause as we wrap up the interview. We'll break and come back and talk about all of these things, and then Dupes will come back for overtime. What a great show it's been today. It's the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network. Listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the ERP Show, everybody. Comment from Chris Bird writes in. He says, great show, guys. Got to get back to work. I will tune in again. Keep the CFL talk going. Hope to hear about WNHL in the future. So many girls getting into hockey. That's from Chris Bird. Thank you. We try to talk about all the things that Canada's national sports networks don't talk about. Well, Abu was in the hallway here at the top of the hour break, and I said, we're the anti-TSN. We want to be Canada's third sports network on Game Plus, and you just smiled.
Well, and well said, the WNHL, it's not a problem of the girls playing hockey. It's
the money.
The people buying advertising. I'm going to say the men, but it's not the girls playing hockey, but it's the people with the dollars not wanting to finance it for whatever reasons. And you know me, follow the money and you'll find the answer to why you
are
everything.
That's the second time I've heard that in the last 24 hours. I think it was a Netflix show I was watching last night, Bloodline. Have you followed it? Are you a Netflix guy? Follow the money and you'll find out who's guilty of the murder.
Yeah, I was proud to hear that as well.
Great
I've been
show.
Saying that. We've been saying that for years.
Follow yes, you have, but it makes sense. But I saw on Game Plus after hour one of the RP show, they went to an arm wrestling championship, which looked like so much fun.
I thought I've never seen an arm wrestling that wasn't like in a movie or as a joke or something
or a locker room.
Yeah, but it was cool.
I'm telling you, we're going to make this Canada's third sports network, and we are well on our way. The daily poll question for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, Capital with dealerships across the prairies. Are you struggling to get into the Stanley Cup playoffs? I'm a little surprised at the results. 60% voted like me. No, I'm a diehard. That is on Twitter. On Facebook, it's 58% say no, they're not struggling to get into the playoffs. 40% on Twitter, 42% on Facebook saying, yeah, they're having a tough time getting into it. And I'd
say, yeah, I am getting a hard time getting into it because it's an adjustment. Am I into it? Yeah. Am I into it as far as I'm going to be? And once the Leafs are in the final and hoisting the cup, not even close. That's going to be a whole extra level. I'm just kind of warming up. And like a Rash kind of said, I think someone said, given the guy's 10 days, and then to jump into a playoffs right away, it's
hard.
We're going to need a little bit more than 10 days. You know, it's a physical strain on their bodies. We're seeing it in Winnipeg with their roster right now, going through the injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, going right into a playoffs after a 5-day training camp, 10-day training camp. Give us viewers a little bit of time. We're going to need a little bit more of a training camp.
Well, it's interesting, by the way, because in Winnipeg, you don't just replace Mark Scheifele and Patrick Laine and whoever else is going down with a scrub.
No, because they're not in the bubble. You got to get them in the bubble.
No, I mean, at the talent level, you can't expect to win.
Of course.
Without those stars. And yet, the Patriots are expected to do it without a Dante Hightower and these kind of guys.
Football is more of a team sport than hockey, or, I mean, basketball. So, I mean, the smaller your roster, the more individual you can get.
So you could mask it more in the other sports, you think?
Absolutely.
Missing your stars.
Well, the more see, that I mean, I talk to my team now about what a team is, and the team means you do one thing, not everything. And I'm not sure really people understand that. So the bigger your team, the less you do. You know, quarterback does less. They only do like 170 of it. A point guard does 1/6, right? Like, now don't say that quarterbacks are more important than or less important than. But the bigger your roster, the more of a team, the more people to carry the weight.
Yeah. Well, I could talk to a coach yesterday in Texas, and he's a football coach, of course, but he was talking about baseball and how they're running out of players because guys are getting COVID. And he was talked about one specific major league team, and he goes, they're just looking for a guy to get the ball over the plate. Like, they got a 43-year-old they just signed, he said, for baseball. This is a pitcher.
And the other thing is, I don't know why everyone on here and everywhere I listen to thinks that the only place to get COVID is as a club at 3 o'clock in the morning or at some sort of hooker or something like that.
Establishment.
You get COVID from picking your kid up from school. You get COVID from pushing a button on an elevator in Scotiabank. I couldn't believe that they break the bubble so that the media can push buttons. I worry about my dad living on the 13th floor in Toronto, just pushing a button to go down and see his sister, who's also in quarantine. You don't know who's pushed that button.
People don't know squat. We're realizing that. From Don on the Prairie Mobile text line, from the 306, he says, MLSCs getting more involved with the CFL is good news. I just hope they're open to listening to markets where the CFL is doing well. Listen to the marketers and not the accountants.
MLSC can listen to themselves.
We don't have any control over that. Mm-hmm. And until the Raptors won, I was saying this on TSN 1290 radio yesterday with your boy Andrew Patterson. You remember Hustler? I said until the Raptors won, I would have laughed at this MLSC thing and said they don't know how to do anything other than make money. They're very good at making money, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they've proven they know how to win too. How could you criticize MLSE right now as a corporation? I don't think you can. Can you?
The Raptors, the Leafs. I mean, you have to say that they're the Leafs. So, I mean, it's kind of like saying the Browns. But they got young talent. The roster's there. They know how to fill the seats. They don't need to make money with the Leafs. They're trying to win there. They got rid of, like, you know, the old school, old boys network. That's what I'm looking for. And replaced everything. So they're doing stuff. They'll do what it takes. It's positive
well,
in every regard.
I'm telling you, my phone did blow up yesterday after the report about MLSC, and I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I'm sitting here, we're talking about the CFL. It's what the news is. I know people that have been on the receiving end of calls from MLSC staff. It's happening, and it's good. People are in favor of it.
That's what Nelson said on the board, though. He goes, it's happening. We're talking about our plan for Toronto. And he said up there, it's happening. And I was like, absolutely. I'm getting upset again, but it's happening. Like,
we're already into it.
It's kind of like looking down at the stuff. We're talking about a whole bunch of S, and then we look down and we're standing it. And we're like, oh, okay, we just need to
watch out for the manure. Oh, wait.
We just need to walk. And then you're walking. And then, oh, yeah, we're headed in that direction. MLSE, it seems like it's...
You're in it before you know it. What you're saying.
It's there. We're here. It's time. Finally.
Hey, folks, do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzi it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzi it. Big or small, Bidzi connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzi.com for free today. Dupes comes back for overtime after this break. Abu, enjoy the gift certificate to Ballers. You're taking your crew there. Have fun.
Yeah. We're going today and tomorrow.
What are you going to order for food? I know you're a big foodie.
I don't know. My kid said heard calamari, and I think he goes, ooh, do I have it there? It's super fancy. So
you'll find out.
We're hoping to go hit some balls and eat some fancy calamari.
I always get the taco salad there every time. When they see me coming, they have it set on the table. I took Lynch there last week, and it was like, by the time we were done lunch, it was like they dumped his taco salad into a blender and dumped it all over the floor. It was
it's that
Lynch,
good?
John Frenzy. Well, I don't know if he got any in his mouth, but that's Frenzy for you.
The more mess, the better it tastes.
Yeah, I guess. Thanks, Abu. Overtime coming up next. Dupes will rejoin us. It's the RP Show Facebook Live. Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's gonna be the same. Your vehicle's gonna look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the big program, everybody. Darren DuPont has joined us back here in the bunker. How are you, Dupes?
I'm well.
Seeing you has made me... Can you stay on the wide shot for a second, guys? We got the U of S Huskies making a special delivery yesterday. The head coach, Scott Flory, dropped this off yesterday. I was gone, but Coach Flory, thank you from Husky Athletics. He had promised to do it. He's a man of his word.
Yeah.
Scott Flory, look at that lid. Now, of course, against the green screen, we struggled a little bit. We're just going to leave it there. It looks blue, but in real life, it's actually green.
Yeah.
So thank you. And speaking of Saskatoon, seeing you walk into the building with your flowing mane has me thinking about Mike Siona, CTV.
Yep.
And a ordained football official.
Oh, yeah.
Says, hey, Rod, Mike Siona of CTV Saskatoon. Been listening to the show a lot lately. You guys are bringing it. Love the format. It is what must watch stuff. Keep up the good work and tell Dupes to let it flow. People want to see how long.
I know.
How long you can
Do you
let
think
that
I
go.
Could pull off like the Animal Kingdom long?
Yeah.
Like
I'm trying to, but you got to grow a beard with it then. Man, no, you don't want to be that guy.
Well,
you don't want to be that guy.
I will. Once it's at a certain length, then I'll grow the beard back.
Okay.
But I got to get in better shape. Otherwise, it'll look like I completely let myself go.
You don't want that.
I don't want that.
And you haven't.
No.
You've taken close care through all of this to,
yeah.
to look after yourself.
That was
yourself.
Important.
Man, Twitter's blowing up here. Why am I seeing a high school photo of Brian Munns, the voice of the Winnipeg Jets? Why am I seeing that on my Twitter feed?
Maybe it says...
Hi, Munzie. Who is Wednesday's rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? In the early going, Mike Abu-Meshrick is leading. Thank you. Nice work, Jordan. Abu's got 42% of the vote. Arash has 33% of the vote. Al Stafford has 17% of the vote. And Andy McNamara, 8%. But they just don't know Andy well enough. I can't wait to get Andy back on. He's just a super good guy. Mm-hmm. Got to know him as voice of the Ticats. But as you mentioned, he was the voice of the Rock, voice of the entire NLL, actually, on their league-wide broadcasts. And in the break, Abu said, that guy's just got the greatest job ever, watches sports and talks fantasy. I'm like, I thought I had the best job ever sitting here just talking sports. I don't have to get into the fantasy stuff.
Right.
Because I don't really play fantasy. You do, though, right?
I do. Yeah, football only. I don't do fantasy hockey. I don't do fantasy baseball. No, just football.
It's interesting, by the way. Jared Dumba will be in here tomorrow. He's got all the hot takes on hockey. And I'm interested to talk Stanley Cup playoffs with J-Red, as I call him. My mind just went completely blank on the hockey. He said to me, are you going to do your standard Stanley Cup playoff pool? Because I've been doing it since 1999. It was legendary.
Okay.
It was the who's who was in it. And then last year I didn't do it because I wasn't interested in it. And now this year, the guys are like, are you going to do it again? And I don't think so. Like last year, Darren, do you think maybe you other guys could have picked it up and done it?
We could have.
No, yeah. Not you. But
I know.
The guys that are normally in it.
Probably.
By name, Jamie Heward, Mike Sillinger, my brother, Todd Ripplinger, Bobby Trumbly, Jared Dumba, Al Dumba. You guys want to pick up the mantle?
And you guys get there and you guys pick every player the same way.
Yeah. Right. Scruffy. Yeah, I put it on officepools.com. They charge me $20, and it's a lot of fun. I'm not sure that I want to do it. It's that whole thing where if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it.
Somebody has to be the organizer of the group.
I'm kind of tired of doing it after 20 years. How's that? Brady in Saskatoon says, hey, Rod, I'm really into the NHL. I've been watching almost every game. Very entertaining. Do the Rattlers still have a shot at making the playoffs? Yes, Brady, you are. They're not even a millennial. What's the younger than millennials?
Zed?
Generation Z. You are a Generation Z. You should know this, Brady. Go on Twitter and follow the Raptors. All they need is a win and they're in. It's all they need.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it yesterday. If they'd won yesterday, they'd have been in.
They have Ottawa today?
They have the... I wrote it down here. I didn't write it down. Did I put it over here? Well, they're playing it. I think it's the Ottawa Blackjacks. They haven't played him yet.
Yeah.
So it'd be 3:30 SAS time, 5:30 Eastern on the CBC Gem app. There was a struggle for them last night. It wasn't cool. Why did I not write down what they were doing? I've been following it all week. Huh. I think that's it. Anything that you got?
No, that's it. I'm excited. Been watching hockey already a little bit this morning. It's nice when we have somebody else in here for a little bit. I can watch a bit of the early game. Florida and the Islanders.
What's happening there?
1-1. Pretty great game, actually. It's been lots of fun. That's highly skilled series. It's been good. Really good. They're going into the third period.
Oh, man. Well, when producer Clark cuts the clip of me saying Eberle wasted his career in Edmonton, just wait for this place to get
burned to the ground.
Burned to the ground by Oilers fans. But it's true. The truth hurts. But I'll be watching the Oilers tonight. Vegas has the day off. That's the main game that I'm focused on. All right. Thanks to Abu, Arash, Al Stafford, Andy McNamara, the live studio audience, the entire crew. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook and Game Plus TV.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.